Good morning, my dear friends. It's Sunday, right around 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Right around 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time in Seattle, Washington. It is May the 24th, 2020, Memorial Day weekend. This is the weekend where we memorialize those men and women who died in combat so that the Death Star could sell all the oil, make you buy the dollar to buy the oil. We memorialize those that died for power, that died for empire. Yeah, that died for Darth Vader. Dan, that's not patriotic. Well, I'll tell you what, I put on the uniform once and I was honorably discharged. So if someone took their risk to be thrown into the machine for the Empire, I did. The war did not happen during my window. Am I sad about that? Not really. I don't know. Don't want to go there. But yeah, it's Memorial Day weekend and let's be sad for all the death. And let's memorialize the fact that we need to end these fucking wars, but no one wants to. Most of the people I know in my life come up with reasons for justifying these things we do, these violent, treacherous acts. There's some type of reason for it, like we're fighting for freedom. I just don't want to know about it in a way. I'm tired of it. I've heard all the excuses. Well, Dan, we're fighting for human rights. We're fighting for gay rights in Russia. We're fighting for gay rights in Russia. We're fighting for women in Africa. You really think that's what's going on? We're fighting to feed the Somali people. You think that's what's going on? It's not. It's not. You're not fighting for human rights. You're not fighting to defend women. Smedley Butler was right almost 100 years ago when he went before, our government and said, "This is bullshit. These wars are bullshit." I'm paraphrasing. That's not exactly what Smedley Butler said, but he did basically say war is a racket. War is a scheme. War, as it currently exists and probably has existed throughout all time, is a means by which some people enrich themselves off of the pain and the suffering and the torture of others. That's what it is. So, what is Memorial Day? I don't want to talk about my dad. He did not die in combat. He died in 1993 from the kind of blood disorder you generally don't get from logging in the Pacific Northwest. You just generally don't get the kind of sickness. Now, if he had worked in a plutonium processing plant or around a reactor and had ever gotten serious radiation poisoning, then the type of blood disorder my dad had kind of makes sense. But, the closest he ever came to that would have been being in or around the Bikini Islands Atoll, probably further away in 1946. And I have no evidence of that, so let's just assume that he's that rare logger who dies of the disease that the radiation people die of. And I don't care. His records were lost in a flood. All these guys' records get lost in floods. These Marines and airmen, these sailors and soldiers who get exposed to massive amounts of radiation. It's like, hey, Marine, go march into the footprint of Ground Zero. Ask yourself a fucking question. How many of those motherfuckers are going to be remembered on Memorial Day? You remember that day, and I think it was the 1950s, when we told a whole bunch of fucking Marines in the Nevada fucking desert to march towards Ground Zero of a ground burst atomic weapon? Wasn't that awesome? Wasn't that courageous? It was so fucking courageous. You remember that time the US cavalry rounded up a bunch of Native Americans and put them in a camp, and then they weren't done yet. They decided to focus their howitzers and their machine guns, late 19th century Gatling guns and howitzers, on the Native Americans and shredded them to pieces. Wasn't that heroic? You remember that time that we rigged a battleship to explode in Havana Harbor, Cuba, and started the path of empire with the Spanish-American War? Wasn't that something to memorialize? No, these are terrible things. Terrible, terrible things. And yet, that's the stuff, you know, we should remember too on Memorial Day, because people fucking died. Oh, you remember that time the United States military tested a hydrogen bomb, but they miscalculated, and the fallout went over a bunch of Marshall Islanders in the Pacific during the 50s and probably gave a bunch of people cancer? Are we going to memorialize that too? Wasn't that awesome? How about the illegal bombing raids on Cambodia during the Vietnam War? That's something to memorialize. Why don't we memorialize that shit? That sounds like something heroic. How about the time that, yeah, I think it was the Truman administration. The Truman administration sent a speed bump to the Korean Peninsula, July 1950. It was called Task Force Smith. If you've never heard about Task Force Smith, there's a fucking reason. They sent a battalion of troops armed with light weapons, bazookas from World War II, to basically fight an armored division of North Koreans. They were a speed bump. They were a reason, an additional reason, to send more troops to the Korean Peninsula to have another little war. Wasn't that awesome? Wasn't that fucking heroic? The decisions that were made to throw a bunch of people into the slaughter? Shouldn't we just remember the speed bump that was Task Force Smith? I just don't want to know in a lot of ways. I'll be honest with you. I don't want to know. I don't want to know about any of this. I don't want to know about Joe Jorgensen. I don't want to know about this fucking weird-ass website called unnwo.org. I told Jim we should talk about it today. Part of me just doesn't even want to talk about it, because I just don't want to know. I'm fed lies, we're fed shit, we're fed lies, and at some point your stomach becomes so filled with shit that it splits open. And you just don't want to know anymore about any of this shit. Alan Dershowitz, I think he came out like a week or so ago and said, if the government wants to make you take a vaccine, you're going to take it. If they want to drag you down to the doctor's office and put a needle in you, that's okay. Here's a man, ostensibly a Jewish man, who I would assume is not historically fucking tone deaf, telling you that if the government wants to inject you with something that Bill Gates says is okay, then it must be okay, and you have no fucking rights. Add that to the reason why I say, fewer lawyers, more freedom. So if you're a lawyer out there and you're offended, oh, please be offended. I don't care. I don't fucking care. Some of the worst and shittiest, douchiest fucking military people I ever met when I was in the service were the lawyers. Or the lawyers who are going to play infantry and armor guy for a while and then go practice law. Lawyers are pieces of shit. All of you, mostly, are pieces of shit. In a free world, maybe we need a couple people to provide defense in proxy. And I can understand that concept historically. Having someone be the pinch hitter, whatever, the person that comes in and helps you out, that's fine. But the legal system as it's currently constructed is nothing more than an ugly, destructive farce, really. But yeah, Alan Dershowitz said that if the government wants to inject you or your kids in the name of some nebulous social good, which no one can define, oh yeah, that's fine. And oh, do you get any sort of, you know, second opinion? No, no second opinion with Alan Dershowitz. No second opinion, no attempt at defending your case against it. If the government wants you to go fucking basically get executed. Because here's the thing, Mr. Dershowitz. We know as a matter of history, a certain percentage of people die when they take these vaccinations. We know this. This includes the polio vaccination. So what you're really saying is the government has a right to put you in a lottery where you might die. And you don't get anything for this lottery. You don't get a payoff. Your kids don't get money. You're just gonna fucking die. That's how I'm feeling about all this right now. And then there's an article in MyNorthwest.com about how, yeah, they're counting gunshot victims in Washington State as victims of COVID. Folks, if you can't see through this bullshit by now, you're not going to. If you're a Christian and you're preparing to take the mark of Bill Gates, this might not be the mark, but this will be a mark upon your soul. And if you let your children take this thing, you are dooming them to whatever poison Bill Gates is going to poison them with. Bill Gates is a poisoner. Bill Gates is a poisoner. He is the most despicable of mass murderers. He has left men, women, and children maimed by his vaccine programs around the world. Do your own fucking research on this too. If you're going to email, I can't find, you'll find 50 fucking links if you do your fucking research. Research it. He has maimed and murdered this Bill Gates. He is a giant piece of shit. If you are going to allow that guy, via the indirection of things, to touch your children, to put his fucking poison into your kids, I don't know what you think. I don't know what you fucking care about. Clearly not your fucking kids. But I just don't want to know. It's Memorial Day weekend. And when I was a kid, and this is so funny, they would emphasize the point. We fight for freedom. We are in lockdown America. We are in home custody, home imprisonment. We are currently being told we have no freedom. Alan Dershowitz is telling us that if the government wants to poison you, it has a right to. On some percentage casino basis. You might live for a while. Thank you, Mr. Dershowitz. I don't think I'll be calling you. You know, I think I'll call Satan. I will meet the demon at the crossroads before I ever say, Mr. Dershowitz, would you come defend me? No, I think I'd ask the demon for favors and said, oh, can you add to that demon? Kill Bill Gates, but also, please kill Alan Dershowitz. What a piece of shit. This is Memorial Day weekend, folks. And we are currently in a giant concentration camp called the United States of America. What the fuck are we memorializing? What the fuck did they die for? If you believe in it, any of it, what the fuck?